Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Hathaway Farabee, Executive Director of the Safe and Sound Campaign. Hathaway, welcome to the show. It's been nice to know you for a long time.
Thank you very much, David. Happy to be here.
It's great. Tell us a little bit about Opportunity Compacts, because it's an exciting idea, and you are the expert.
Thank you. The Opportunity Compact is basically a financial agreement to redirect money away from programs that the state funds that are producing bad outcomes at a high cost, and take that same money and invest them in alternative programs that are successful and cost much less. So let me give you an example. There are many people from Baltimore City that are in prison, many of them arrested and convicted on drug distribution charges. What we have found is that the folks that are arrested eventually will return to their communities. They return, they have no money, it's very difficult to get a job, often they owe child support, and a little less than half end up going back to prison. It costs the state $39,000 to hold a person in prison for 1 year. An individual with a sentence of 10 years will cost the state $390,000. Half of those folks will go back again. So the compact essentially works with the state to say, let's try something different. Let's put in a different program for those same people that will help them come back to the community faster, safer, and prepared to make it. I'll give you an example of an individual. We have one compact with the Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services. What the compact does is to provide funding so that when the individual gets out of prison, they go immediately into a program. They get drug treatment, they get support on literacy, housing, getting a job. This costs per year $8,000. The deal with the state is that if the prisoner agrees to go into the program, they can get out of prison earlier than they otherwise would have. Therefore, we save the state. Every day that person is not in prison, the state saves money, real money, not sort of theoretical money. That money is then used to fund the program at a far less rate and much higher success.
So opportunity compacts are not just something that we can use for returning citizens. Opportunity compacts are something that we can use for other public-private partnerships. Maybe you could talk a little bit about other ideas and other uses for opportunity compacts.
It really is. It's simply a formula. It's a formula that if you identify a problem that money's being spent to fix, and it's not, that's an opportunity to change the intervention.
Well, really what it does is the opportunity compact creates a roadmap to create a cost-effective outcome in a creative way.
Correct.
And, you know, as we look at not incarcerating another generation of African-American men in this city, we have to be creative about compacts in ways to truly fight that scourge. And it's very exciting.
It seems like it also just follows basic human development.
Hathaway, this is really exciting. I mean, this is the future of public-private partnerships.
It really is.
Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.